Let's talk about the weekend. In fact, let's talk about what people do on the weekend and how much there is to do throughout Sonoma County. Claudia Vecchio is the president and CEO of Sonoma County Tourism. Claudia, glad to have you back with us.
Good morning, Pat. Nice to be with you again.
Yes. So you, Claudia started this job how long after the firestorm?
Almost a month. So I started on November 1st.
Yeah,
so
great timing.
Well, it was an interesting time, but, certainly an important time to be talking about Sonoma County, talking about tourism, the impacts, and how we move forward through all of this.
And what have you been able to ascertain so far, Claudia, about the impact when it comes to tourism? Is there a bottom line that we've been able to reach about how we've been affected in the last 4 months?
Well, it's, as you might well imagine, it's a fairly complex environment we now find ourselves in. So, our historical benchmark for how the industry is doing has always been our hotel occupancy. And what we're finding now is that the major hotels that generally speaking report occupancy are filled, and they have been filled since the fire, but they're filled with non-tourists, if you will. They're filled with FEMA workers and other
residents workers.
Right. So we have sort of a false sense of security, if you will, with our hotel partners. And, that's a critically important measure, gauge of success of tourism in Sonoma County. So what we are seeing, though, as you can well imagine, is that those properties that are not, associated with the flag or along the 101 corridor, bed and breakfasts, and then some of the retailers and restaurateurs and some of the wineries, that's really where we see the impact. And so that is really where we're focusing our marketing efforts.
And, okay, so, obviously we're all concerned about the economic impact, and tourism is such a huge part of that. It sounds like the vintners associations, the wineries themselves, et cetera, are doing their best to get the word out there that that a very small percentage of our wineries were actually literally affected by the fires. How good of a job are they doing?
I think for the most part they're doing a tremendous job. Most of those of the wineries and those that really are engaged with year-round marketing have done a spectacular job of connecting with their loyal customers through e-newsletters, through those that are part of wine clubs and part of in their circle of fans, if you will. So they've done a marvelous job of continuing to connect with their loyal customers to tell them about Sonoma County. And really, they've done a wonderful job of not only talking about their own property, but talking about the community at large. So, everybody realizes this, we're all in this together.
Yep.
So that's, it really is that spirit of countywide cooperation that we're seeing.
And aside from the wineries and the vintners themselves, what other kind of partners do you have as you promote and re-promote Sonoma County tourism?
Yeah, it really is a broad base of partners here in Sonoma County. So it's the restaurants are another critical part of who we are. And, the whole idea of culinary tourism is just monumental here in Sonoma County. And there are a lot of restaurants that have reported to have, this is a slow time of year. It has been since October, which is generally a big time, but then November things slow down. But they are seeing a slower time than they have historically. So, we work with them and work with creating this culinary appeal to this county, and that really, in many ways, we do that through outreach to media who cover culinary tourism. We do that through the ads that we do through our digital ad buys and talk about culinary, talk about restaurants. So we are focusing on that through both our paid and our earned media outreach.
And I would think as we head towards spring and certainly summer, that the outdoor activities in Sonoma County, which are always a big draw to it, sometimes the same folks who want to come and drink wine and eat food, but sometimes a different group too when it comes to all of the outdoor, I'm thinking of cycling and all of that stuff that's so big in Sonoma County. I would imagine, that arena would have to be a part of the push too.
You are absolutely right, and you're dead on with the fact that those are people, that do come for the wineries, but those are also, there's a whole other segment of travelers that will come just for the extraordinary outdoor adventures. So the outreach to them through our social media is particularly important, and touting the cycling and the kayaking and the river, you know, adventures and all up and down the coast. So we are very definitely starting to rev up that message as well. That you're absolutely right. That's critically important.
And it's a great shot in the arm for us who live here now that many of the parks, both state and regional parks and Sonoma County parks, are reopening after the fires. That's got to be a good boost too.
Yeah, you know, it's that chance to get out and breathe and the, you know, the great outdoors and hike and enjoy. And now with the, you know, the flowers are budding and the trees are blooming, and it's, you know, just an incredible time to get out in those parks. So both locals and visitors can enjoy that.
So when you first sat in the seat as the president and CEO of Sonoma County Tourism in November, it was quite a welcome to Sonoma County for you, I know. The message was, we're open for business. Has the message changed since then?
Yeah, it has. So the while we certainly continue, that's a sort of an underlying component of what we talk about, that we're open for business. But going on beyond, above and beyond that, it really is giving people permission to come, to make sure that they understand that this is still the Sonoma County that they love. Sonoma County has incredibly loyal customers. We did a piece of research to test customer perception about Sonoma County. We really were interested to know if the fires still impacted their perception of the area. And those who have come to Sonoma County before, you know, they want to come back. They want to support the area. They love this area. So, you know, in that loyalty, we find that the open for business has gone to a, you know, we are going to come back and support who you are and what we love. So that's really kind of how that message has evolved.
Yeah, and that's certainly a segment of our temporary community that can really get the word out when it comes to word of mouth about that we're back in business and ready to go, and we are here with open arms for tourists too.
That's exactly right. So part of what we did just and continue to do is to post testimonials from people from around the country. We have some from North Carolina, some from Texas, on our Facebook pages to say, we were planning to come here anyway. We're here. It's beautiful. You need to come too. So it's greater power in having other people talk about Sonoma County than having the Tourism Bureau talk about Sonoma County.
Yeah, so, I suppose that's
so
true.
They kind of expect that from us. But having these testimonials out there, people who took the risk, took the chance, and came and loved it, those are really powerful.
Well, one of the things that was so impactful during the month of October for us is that during the course of the fires and for many, many weeks after, KSRO was, you know, hearing from people on a global level. Mm-hmm. Obviously, some had some connection to Sonoma County personally. Most of the others had either been here or, as you say, have wanted to be here, wanted to come here to visit. And there was so much interest in how we were doing and, what was the outcome from not just a national, but that global perspective. It really pointed out, once again, what a destination, area we are. And when you visit here, you come away, with Sonoma County imprinted on you. So we really saw the effects of that after the fires.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When we're talking to both national and international media, that is definitely the case. We have offices in four countries internationally, and they continually monitor the perception and how people are feeling about Sonoma County. And, frankly, from an international standpoint, they don't even talk about the fires anymore because, their perception is clouded by a number of other disasters that have happened over the global environment since that time. So, you know, we really are at a chance for us to re-energize what Sonoma County is all about from the purest and most, you know, organic sense, and, you know, continue on with that marketing message and continue to keep those loyal customers coming back. We do have a program that we're going to be initiating very shortly. It's sort of a kind of a passport program, although that's not going to be the name of it, but it is designed to drive people into the smaller destinations, smaller properties around our county, and remind people of what is so wonderful about Sonoma County, at the same time incentivize them for visiting some of these places and going to our visitor centers. So that program is going to be kicking off very shortly. But, you know, that's sort of one of those organic opportunities to drive people into these places that they may not have considered before.
Well, it all sounds like progress to me, and we love that. Claudia, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We will check in with you periodically about Sonoma County tourism.
Perfect. Thank you.